Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today we are ecstatic, thrilled, and honored to have with us the Chairman Emeritus, the former United States Surgeon General, Dr. Kenneth Moritsugu. Ken, welcome.
Thank you, George. It's really a privilege to be here with you.
Ken, it's our privilege to have you here with us today, and what an interesting year.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. But, you know, the 2021 is upon us, and I'd like to ask you, Ken, why is effective leadership so vital, especially as we close out 2020 and begin 2021, the most challenging years, perhaps, in human history?
Effective leadership is really a function of both the individual and the community, George. And I think this past year has been an example of great things and really horrible things. Great things in terms of leadership in our science, where who would have imagined that within 1 year, with COVID-19 pandemic facing us, we are ready to release 2 vaccines. That is the good news. The not so good news, I think, has been the lack of dependence on science and evidence, and the mixed messages that I think we've been facing. Given that, how can we focus on the appropriate leadership to help us through these kinds of times? In my opinion, you know, leadership is really based on making sure that we're communicating effectively to those whom we serve. It also is dependent on leadership with an eye to the compass point based on science and evidence and based on the appropriate levels of humility.
That's right, humility. Humility is such an important quality. And I think you've demonstrated that and taught us all about humility, Ken. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned humility because you're the embodiment of humility. At IdeaGen, we've had the privilege over the years of interviewing literally, as you know, Ken, thousands of people, global leaders, luminaries from across sectors. And during our interviews in 2020, we began to see a pattern, an interesting pattern, by leaders from organizations that were able to sustain and or further their operations via what we have defined at IdeaGen as dynamic resiliency. The definition that we created, Ken, that I shared with you, was an organization with a demonstrated, dedicated ethos focused on fostering partnerships from across sectors, as we mentioned, resulting in surviving, recovering, and perhaps even thriving during what are the most difficult moments in time, and reimagining operations again after these most challenging circumstances. Ultimately, it's the ability to see around corners, to reimagine, the definition of your leadership, quite frankly. And Ken, why are these factors, which develop into dynamic resiliency, so incredibly vital for global leaders to embrace?
Dynamic resiliency, I think, is really dependent upon remembering that we are all individuals who exist in a community and that the community exists to support the individual. It's not one or the other. It's a dynamic focus. And I think that one of the areas of importance is to remember that we are not a unidimensional society. We are a multidimensional society with a whole lot of diversity. And looking at an issue, whether or not it's COVID-19, whether it's 9/11, through a single lens is a recipe for failure. I think as we look around the corner, it's important to consider what we are looking at in a systems approach and how everything interrelates with everything else. And that we as individuals need to interact with our community, and our community needs to interact with us.
Ken, you know, over the years, you've provided our global audience, you know, in 2020, having reached over 90 million people at IdeaGen, to serve as the basis for inspiration, for solutions, for all of the things that when we created IdeaGen, you were in the boardroom with a gentleman by the name of former Congressman Lewis Stokes. When you see the words Lewis and Stokes together, and you think about the leadership, the statesmanship, the humanity, the humility that you alluded to earlier in this interview, Ken, how can we learn from someone like the late Honorable Lewis Stokes, Chairman Emeritus of IdeaGen? What can we learn from his example?
I still remember with a lot of fondness my interaction with Congressman Lewis Stokes. And he really embodies, I think, those characteristics that we all look for in a leader. He had his eye on a compass point. He knew where he wanted to go based upon the evidence and the science, not merely on a feeling. He was focused on people and the value of people and the fact that he was not an autocratic leader, but he was a servant leader, and he served those whom he led. He was also an individual who, with all of his power and his intellect, was humble. I have never remembered Lewis ever speaking in terms of it's me or it's I. It's always us. And that brings me to one of the last points that I'd like to make here, and that is that Lewis was one who understood the value of connecting dots. Dots that he would agree with, as well as those that he would disagree with, but always finding ways to bridge and connecting those dots, because connecting those dots made the impact so much more powerful.
Connecting the dots, and I've heard you mention dots in the past. We've learned so much from you, Ken, from the late Congressman Stokes, and really it's about servant leadership. Servant leadership, humility, empathy. How about empathy? What's your take on empathy?
Oh, my goodness. When you speak about empathy, it really is, I think, an outgrowth of humility. And that is that remembering that those of us who are leaders really serve, and we need to make sure that we are always addressing the needs of those we serve. And therein lies the empathy that is born out of humility.
Ken, incredible. Ken, you're an expert in public health, the former United States Surgeon General. You've seen so much. And in this moment of public health, with the emergence of this pandemic, how is this moment different than any other that you've seen? And are you optimistic about the future health of our nation and the planet when it comes to future health challenges, including future pandemics?
Frankly, what we are facing right now in a COVID-19 pandemic is not unique. We have faced challenges of this sort before, the Spanish flu, Ebola, etc. What we are facing, however, is an order of magnitude that we have not seen for decades, if not centuries. That, I think, has great impact on individuals and on systems. And as I've said earlier, we've got to remember that we are individuals who exist within a community, and that the community exists to support the individual. And coming out of COVID-19, as we see the advent of vaccines that imply we're ready to turn the corner, that we've got to remember that we've got both elements, the individual and the community, that have got to work in concert, again, connecting the dots. The community, whether it be your local government, the state government, or the national government, can provide guidance, can provide access and resources to vaccines, to health professionals. But then at the same time, we as individuals have got to understand we've got a responsibility as well. We're fortunately sitting 6 feet apart. We were wearing masks before we sat at this table. We are engaged in socially distant behavior. We don't go to restaurants or to meetings in small, closed, and enclosed areas and have gatherings of large numbers. All of these are individual responsibilities that we as individuals can act on or not act on. And therein lies the solution, the real solution, the individual behaving in the community and the community supporting the individual.
Ken, you know, your perspectives, I believe, are providing real context to what the planet, for the very first time in human history, the entire planet is experiencing the same exact thing. You mentioned other pandemics. While widespread, this seems to be happening in real time. We see the pain of folks across the planet. And it brings me to the global goals of the United Nations. So as you know, we are focused on helping to connect those dots, to create awareness for the global goals, for those 17 global goals, and then ultimately to help provide leaders with the guidance, the insights, the perspectives of how can they help to achieve those goals. What advice do you have for global leaders, Ken? Former United States Surgeon General, you know all about public health. You know too much about public health. What can you advise those global leaders on steps they can take to help achieve these global goals, to cut down on the disparities, to help infuse empathy, to help include humility, etc.?
In medicine, one approach that I have always espoused, and many others have espoused it, is always put the patient at the center of everything that you do. And here in our society, we need to put the individual at the center of everything that we do. And remember that whatever we're doing, whether we're doing it on an individual, on a community, on a state, on a national, or an international level, ultimately has an impact on that individual. So, number one, always think about what the impact is of a policy or a program on that individual, and whether or not that will improve the health, the well-being, and the happiness of that individual. In addition to that, also remembering that things are not unidimensional, and that we've always got to be looking and examining issues in terms of a systems approach and how a decision in one area is going to definitely impact decisions and issues in other areas as well. A third area is that people are our most important resource. And nurturing individuals, nurturing people, and embracing diversity will always result in a stronger and more perfect solution.
So incredibly well said. Again, incredibly well said. I'd like to shift for a moment and ask you a question that I don't think I've asked you before. And that is, you've met so many people. You've had multiple careers. You've been United States Surgeon General. You've served in the U.S. Public Health Service. You've served in so many other capacities. Who was the one individual? Who was that individual that made the most profound impact on your life, perhaps your career, and your perspective?
There are many people whom I have come into contact with, whom I admire, and whom I would follow. I suppose trying to point out a single individual is really difficult, but let me try. There is an individual who served in the United States Senate for many years. He came up from very humble beginnings and, in fact, was even interned. He fought for the United States and was maimed in that fight. And despite all that, he returned to become a leader in his state, a leader nationally, and a leader internationally. His name is Senator Daniel Inouye. Senator Inouye was, I think, the epitome of a leader who was a servant leader. He had his eye on the compass point, do all the right thing all of the time. He served with power, but you'd never really hear him talk about his power. He served and led with humility. And everywhere I go, at the back of my mind, I always think, and what would Senator Dan do and say?
Not always speechless, but it's a breathtaking reply. And having known Senator Inouye, I have to concur that he was the epitome of leadership, bipartisanship, statesmanship, empathy, and all of the areas that you just so incredibly well articulated for our global audience. Ken, you're changing the world. We're so honored to have you as part of IdeaGen's eternal family here as Chairman Emeritus, the role that actually former Congressman Lewis Stokes held. And so could we be more privileged to have had two incredible chairmen and Chairman Emeritus helping to lead, to guide, to provide that critical compass point, as you so well articulated as well, the compass point on what you have always said to be collect, connect, and nurture the dots. Dr. Kenneth Mortugu, thank you for joining me here today at IdeaGen.
Thank you so much, George. It's been a privilege. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. IdeaGen TV, powered by Azure and presented globally by Microsoft.